The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is another hour, Friday, Are You Kidding Me edition of What's On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell, the K-Fire Radio God. I'm Scott Hennen.
Hello.
Our telephone numbers for you to weigh in. And by the way, we're looking for first-time callers today. We have we're making you beg for the bacon. But not really beg, just tell us you're a first-time caller and add some new callers into the mix. We always love hearing from folks. I go nowhere without somebody saying, you know, I listen all the time. I don't call, though. So, you know, Friday, we're dangling the bacon, the Cloverdale bacon, ladies and gentlemen, the family four-pack of Cloverdale bacon for first-time callers today. So tell Ole, we gave Sven the Friday off, but tell Ole when you call that you're a first-time caller, and we'll get you to the front of the line here and in the mix for the bacon, okay? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and... you can also call 24/7 on the What's On Your Mind hotline at 855-200-1776 and just leave your comment right there. Did you see this notice from the Kirkwood Mall, Todd? Stores are opening now on this is like the great arms race to open earlier than everybody else for Black Friday. And so Kirkwood Mall has announced that they're going to be opening their doors at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving night. Yeah, that's right.
Well, and then isn't Kmart's open like, what is it, like 43 straight hours from Thanksgiving through into Black? I wonder where they're coming up with all the employees here, because unemployment in Bismarck's 2.2%. Folks are screaming for people. Where are they finding all the help? And something tells me they're having a tough time.
So Target came out, said they were going to open at 6. So then JCPenney says, oh, we're going to go at 5. So JCPenney's opening at 5. Target and Herberger's at 6. And so now the malls are caving to saying, well, we got to open because, you know, those stores are opening. So that's my Are You Kidding Me?
I've got the solution to preempt all of Black Friday. Ready?
Let's have it.
It's a twofold thing. One, have incredible deals the day before Thanksgiving. So everybody's already spent their money. No one shops in Thanksgiving. Nobody stays open because nobody shops. And then the weekend before Thanksgiving, have a huge blowout then. Get everybody before they spend their Black Friday money so that there's nobody left to go into stores Thanksgiving and Black Friday, and then everybody will stay closed.
You have to wolf down the turkey just to be able to get to the stores. This is getting a little ridiculous. A few calls came in during the news break. Let's get one of those in here, and then we'll get back to your calls live at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Here we go.
Yeah, just funny. Why is Heidi Heitkamp rubbing shoulders with Landrieu down there, trying to help her get reelected when she's against the pipeline? If Heitkamp's for the pipeline, why is she trying to get someone in her party reelected that's against the pipeline? That's going to be a vote against the pipeline when she's supposed to be Heitkamp's voting for the pipeline. It's ridiculous. Thanks.
By the way, there's a new poll that suggests Landrieu is down double digits in that race. But she's not. What did you want me to correct, Chris?
Landrieu is for the pipeline.
Yeah. Did he say that she was against the pipeline?
Did you listen to the call? Yes, he did.
Oh, okay. Well, Mary Landrieu has been a champion of the pipeline all along. And so is Heidi Heitkamp, by the way.
Why is Heidi Heitkamp supporting somebody who's against the pipeline?
Yeah. So if the caller's point is why is she supporting somebody who's against the pipeline, that's incorrect. She's not supporting someone who's against the pipeline. But I think the reason we're worrying about Mary Landrieu not getting enough credit is because she's about to lose the Senate race. So this is really what this is all about. All right. Vote during the lame duck is a way to try and turn her fortunes around a little bit. Caller from Central North Dakota, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
I just got a complaint about your so-called hunters that shoot within 440 yards of my place and post a line on both sides. I can see the tracks and a ditch where they backed in to pick up their deer.
What would you like to tell them?
respect the signs, ask for permission. They probably could have hunted. Otherwise, they sit on the road and wonder why the deer's going to run by. I'm a hunter when I have time. We got cattle on both sides, so it we hope nothing got hit.
All right. Where do you live?
I am southern Kidder County.
All right. Let's hope they heed the call. Thank you. John in Annetta, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Well, earlier in the hour, or last hour, I heard you say that Krauthammer says this could be an impeachable offense, and he's not a bomb thrower. Well, who are the bomb throwers?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, generally, Krauthammer doesn't throw out stuff for effect. There's some people that'll just say stuff to try and get attention, and that would be a bomb thrower. You know,
okay,
I mean,
so here's would you consider? Would you consider Mark Levin a bomb thrower? I mean, he knows the Constitution. He knows these guys have been breaking law, according to the Constitution, for 6 years. Or Rush Limbaugh has been telling, you know, just about every prediction he's made 6 years ago about what this guy was going to do and where the Democrat Party is on this has come true. Would you consider him a bomb thrower?
Well, Levin certainly is, but and I love Mark Levin. I'm just saying the fact that Charles Krauthammer calls what Obama's about to do an impeachable offense. And by the way, somebody unearthed some video of Obama calling similar executive actions by President Bush unconstitutional. So that's a little inconvenient. You know what I'm saying?
No, actually, it's not for because he doesn't care. I mean, doesn't care about the Constitution, and that's what Rush and these people have been trying to drive home for 6 years.
Just so I could clarify, Mark Levin, I think, brings a lot to the table, and he's wicked smart on the Constitution. You know, Rush Limbaugh, a lot of these people, the question is what you do about it, and I guess I wasn't being critical of anybody by saying that Krauthammer is saying that, just that you'd expect Levin to say it, maybe a little less so Rush, although I don't hear Rush pounding the table for impeachment. The biggest problem with impeachment now is the calendar, right? I mean, it just is, you know, we have a closing window and just realistically not possible. The best way to undo the damage of the Obama administration is elect a Republican president and keep the Republican control now of the House and Senate and go about the work of just undoing this mess.
Well,
it is a mess.
I'd like to, you know, preface that with we did have that for 6 years of the Bush administration. You know, we had a Republican president, a Republican House, and Republican Senate. And the Bush administration became the single biggest spending administration there was until this guy came along, and now we've got, you know, that
but
kind
you need
of spending
to, but,
on steroids.
But, you know, first of all, I think that's a danger of too many Republicans, and then the spending was there. Obviously, times that allowed the spending, so you do have to say there was much better economic times. Number one, in the growth in the economy, size of the debt in relation to the overall economy. But you also, I think, to be fair, need to look at the fact that spending came down every single year in the Bush administration. I mean, so they at least went to the right direction. By the time the last budget of the Bush administration was literally, 2-3% growth. So it did go the right way. In total, I hear you. David in Tioga is a first-time caller. David, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you, Scott?
Fantastic. I have some bacon for you for being a first-time caller. We're glad you're here, courtesy of Cloverdale Bacon. So don't hang up when we get done with this call. We'll get your address and mail it off to you, okay?
Okay. I have an are-you-kidding-me moment.
Let's have it.
Well, are you kidding me? The European Space Agency just landed something on an asteroid, and I'm saying, are you kidding me? There was a time when the United States would have been the first to have done that. I mean, I grew up when we were the first to land a person on the moon, and what a glorious moment that was, and it just pains me that we have allowed our space agency to go to almost to nothing. Just think of all the great technological advances that we have made and the many things that have been as a direct result of the space race and those kinds of things. I mean, I know sometimes it's hard to quantify it, you know, but we all know of the great technological advances that we made as a result of the space race. And I'm just dismayed that the United States wasn't the first nation to land something on an asteroid.
Yeah, it was a robot, actually. That's what they put on there.
A robot, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. No, and I think we could make that argument, David, in a lot of areas where, you know, American exceptionalism leading. I mean, I have friends in the bioscience world that tell me the FDA is the single biggest reason we don't have a cure for cancer right now. The FDA, right? And they've driven a lot of the innovation in bioscience offshore, pushed it elsewhere. And I think that's something we need to worry about. So I applaud you for raising it and being a first-time caller today from the great city of Tioga, North Dakota, home of our own KTGO 1090 Radio. So hang on, David, and Ole will get your information. We need your address and your telephone number for a overnight delivery of some Cloverdale bacon. If you're a first-time caller, let us know when you call, because we have another Cloverdale 4-pack coming up here on the program. 800-228-0550. Randy on the road. When we come back, don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Streifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy. Good schools. Safe communities. And keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Get on the telephone today and order yourself up MyPillow. Well, you might have to wait a couple of days to sleep better, but in no time, you'll be sleeping like Todd and I do. Just snoozing away. Love and life, thanks to our pillow. And MyPillow has been selected as the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. That's why I love it so much. And the good folks at MyPillow said, you know what, let's celebrate. just for What's On Your Mind listeners, give them this two-for-one deal on the original classic pillow. 50% savings. That's right. So take advantage of it because it will not last forever. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. MyPillow.com, if you prefer that route to order it up. Just use the promo code SCOTT. We'll get you the two-for-one deal either way. Okay? And this pillow, what's different about it? Pillow's a pillow is a pillow, right? No. I used to think the same thing. Actually, you just thought it is what it is until I had my pillow. And I said, this really is that much better. It has a patented interlocking fill which allows this pillow to adjust to your sleep position. I mean, they really worked a long time on this. Guy out of Iowa just kept perfecting it, got it right, and now it's patented. Has a 10-year warranty. It will not go flat. It stays cool so you're not tossing and turning. It's machine washable and dryable. And it even comes with a 60-night money-back guarantee. My Pillow. And by the way, lots of other accessories, travel pillows, body pillows, pillowcases, all with some great savings too. 800-506-9028 or at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code SCOTT. Randy is on the road listening to What's On Your Mind today. Randy, tell us.
Well, Scott, well, first of all, I want to thank you for your program. I think it's just great. I learn a lot off of it. It's pretty entertaining sometimes. But I've got a Are You Kidding Me Friday for you. We let people like Charles Manson and all these kind of people that are on death row, and they're on death row for, what, 20 years? And they never take care of them. And then they have problems with coming up with the right drug to get the job done. I go, are you kidding me?
Isn't it something? Is there a particular case that you heard about, Randy?
Well, they were just talking about how hard it is. They're having to terminate life, but they're coming up with all these different drugs that takes so long and everything. It's just, you know, life is pretty easy to take care of life when you have to. So, what's the big deal? You know,
shouldn't be quite as complicated in your view.
Yeah, it's way too complicated. It don't take much to end life, you know.
Yeah, of course, they're trying to do it, obviously, in a humane way. And I know there was that one pretty celebrated case not long ago where things went horribly bad. So they obviously are reworking things a little bit there. But I hear what you're saying. It takes forever. And then when they finally get to the point, they screw that up, too. So I hear you. I get some grief for this from time to time, but I call myself consistently pro-life. I don't think, actually, the death penalty is something that is of value in the country. I realize that where it exists, people are called to carry out the law, and when it's warranted, they should. There obviously are occasions when society needs to be protected from people, and repeat offenders end up there. But I'm trying to be consistent because if I believe on this end of the spectrum, it ought to be respected. It should be on that one as well. And that sometimes has listeners of this program saying, are you kidding me, Scott? But that's where I'm at. But I think your point is rather just one of poor government, right? Not being able to pull that off. They can't even they can't even get that right, you know. Right, Randy?
20 years. What are we teaching everybody, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. And the cost of that, and which, by the way, is another argument against the death penalty, in my view.
But anyway, that's all I had to say for it.
Randy, thanks for calling. Glad you're listening out there. By the way, we're looking for one more first-time caller today to be a lucky winner of the Cloverdale Bacon 4-Pack. Blaine in Minot, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. I'm basically calling a few callers ago, we were talking about Democrats and Republicans and the difference in how we get too many Republicans in the House and they spend a lot of money, and then how we got Obama and all his Democrats and they're spending all this money. And I think the vast majority of people, I could be wrong, but I think the government wants us to think that way, but the split is between Democrats and Republicans. And I think the actual divide is between conservatives and progressives, liberal progressives, whatever. That's a lot of people, I think, get that confused, and they'll vote all Democrat or all Republican. And I'm being Republican myself. I believe that the Democrats have a lot more progressives in their thing, but we do have our progressives on our side. I mean, for instance, George Bush was very progressive. I had to vote for him because he was, I think, the better of the two evils. But I found a good thing I could vote for him for. He was pro-Second Amendment. But, you know, I mean, it's so hard to weed out who's who, you know, because there's so many of them and there's so many issues, and they all want us to have this idea that the divide is Republican-Democrat. So it's kind of like a smokescreen, really, I think.
And by the way, that would especially be true in North Dakota, where you have obviously huge majorities for the Republicans. There's quite an ideological spectrum, as you said, between a conservative and a progressive, even on the Republican side. So you're absolutely right. And I think the challenge for you, Blaine, and for every voter is to ask the tough questions and research where they're at on issues, and don't just say, okay, R behind the name, there you go, or D behind the name, there you go.
That's why I try to keep up on politics. I listen to your show, I watch the news, and trying to watch the voting records of my representatives. I like Rush Limbaugh, and I get into Glenn Beck, that kind of stuff. You know, the place where I feel I can find the truth. You know,
you're an engaged, active citizen. Glad you're out there, Blaine. Appreciate the call very much. Let's go to Johnson's Corner. I don't know if we've taken a call from Johnson's Corner before, but that's where Eric's calling from. Eric, how are you?
Good. How are you today, Scott?
Fantastic. What's on your mind?
I was just thinking about Obama. I think the only way we're going to be able to get him out of office is impeach him. But that way, the power of executive order, the pardons, all that, will be taken away from him. What's your thoughts on that? I think that's the only way we can get rid of it.
Here's the deal. I think if tomorrow the Republican leadership said, we've had enough with Obama, first of all, there is a lawsuit out there on the unconstitutional positions that the administration has taken, which I think is a great way to go. Just take them right to court on this, challenge these so we can settle this once and for all. I think if John Boehner tomorrow and Mitch McConnell said, we're going to impeach the president, given the fact that conservatives, by and large Republicans, face not only Democrats, they also face the media, that you would have a distraction of all distractions. When we have now Republican control of the House and the Senate, that should be the firewall against Obama, and go to work piece by piece. Getting this done. I think impeachment would just become a circus, an absolute circus, and it doesn't happen overnight. I understand the frustration. I'm with you. You sit there and say, you've got to be kidding me that we have to put up with this, but I don't think it's the solution now myself, but I know a lot do. A lot of folks do. I just think the timing suggests it would be a fool's errand.
Well,
Eric, thanks for calling.
I want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec Electric Conversion System from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec Electric Conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010, 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
We call it the Are You Kidding Me edition. So if you have an Are You Kidding Me contribution, let us have it today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, while we're waiting for our guest. Let me get another call in here. Bob in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
That was Bob, you said?
I said Bob. Is that you?
Okay, yeah. There was a noise, but there was a noise right when you said the name. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I want to preface my comments by saying thank you to the veterans and the people who volunteer to go off and fight for the country. And I would like to reference the longest war that the United States has fought and not yet won. The purpose of war is to go out and kill people and break things, and the war on drugs is doing exactly that.
The war on drugs is killing people and breaking things.
Yeah.
So help me understand. I fully believe
that it's the attempts at enforcement that makes everything illegal, and that is the war. That is where the killing and the breaking comes from.
All right, well, give me an example.
It's not the users. Well, The illegal aspects turn it into a criminal activity, just like alcohol was in the Prohibition days and whatnot. And so now we've been fighting this war on drugs since there have been drugs, and yet to win it. And so it's totally due to the illegal activities that they are that causes the killing people and breaking things. And we have yet to win that war.
Yeah, I just think the damage from legalizing it would be untold on future generations, but I appreciate your opinions. All of them are welcome here on the program. Clint, where are you calling from, Clint?
Hey, yeah, I'm in Benford, North Dakota, but I live in Huntsville, Texas, and I'm up here just hunting and turning your show on. I enjoy talk radio and got intrigued by what you guys were talking about, and I came in on the tail end of a conversation you guys were having, and you had mentioned something about another argument against the death penalty, and me being from Huntsville, which is where we execute our prisoners in the state of Texas. I thought, I wonder what they were talking about. And then, so I just figured I'd call in, talk about that, or, talk about common sense politicians, which I believe that we lack a lot of. I think they go in with a lot of common sense, a lot of Veracity to do good for us, you know. But I think that's probably one of our biggest issues. But the main thing I wanted to ask about was what was that argument against the death penalty that you guys were discussing?
Well, I was just saying that I personally am against the death penalty. I am I call myself consistently pro-life. Now, right. What I don't want is lawlessness, right? So, in other words, the state of Texas has a death penalty, and there is obviously that recourse if a jury of one's peers believes that someone is a threat to society to the point where they need to be put to death, then you know they are put to death by the law of the land. I'm just saying personally, I'm opposed to it because I believe that's consistently pro-life because that's the taking of life in this case by the state, no different than an innocent child for you know any number of reasons that happened. Oh, it wasn't planned. It was, you know, it's the wrong gender. It's, you know, something bad can happen. I just call myself consistently pro-life in that regard.
No, that's and that's a very interesting take and a thoughtful take on it. I've got to tell you, I've talked to many people that are against it, and they've never, at least a lot of them that I've talked to, never came with that argument. And I think that's a really good argument. If you're going to take a stance on something, especially that, you know, for a guy that I'm for the death penalty. I am pro-life, and but at the same time, I'm for it. And you know, I think our justice system in the state of Texas and how we get to that point of capital punishment and having that on the docket for certain individuals, because not everybody is eligible for that. And I mean, it is quite a process just to get to that point. And you know, I've done a lot of research on men and women both that have been executed by the state of Texas since 1982. And, you know, I say taking one life that's wrong, we shouldn't take any. If we've executed someone that shouldn't be executed in this country, then we've got to take a look at the process all the way through, you know, and I have found very few. Just reading the stuff that I have read about these individuals and their life in prison and how you know what they've said their final words I found you know I couldn't even find one that I went you know this guy might be in you know but they, maybe that's an argument for a different day but listen
well,
I'm Clint,
I appreciate
you
sharing your thoughts
I'm glad you do. You've got a great show and I'm going to be listening the rest of the program so
what are you hunting for by the way
we're just up here hunting for a buck you know and I've got
hunt?
Some friends
Little
of mine who live up here in North Dakota and they're fantastic people and so I get a chance to come up here and hang out with them and have fun up here in North Dakota because the people are just awesome up here so.
All right. Well, that's nice of you to say, Clint. Thanks for calling. Appreciate you sharing your thoughts. Scott and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
I was just checking if any of the listeners have been getting the same letter I got this week from Blue Cross Blue Shield. You know, we got harpooned as being a self-employed person a year ago with the Obamacare and the increases. Well, we're always told that maybe this year the rates are going to go down. Well, my premium they're sending me now wants to go another 20 to 25% depending on the plan and increase my deductible again from $6,000 to $8,000. And I just wonder if enough is enough. It's not helping. It's really hurting us self-employed people. And my family premium now with an $8,000 deductible is going to be $1,700 a month. And you figure what you have to net to have gross to have a $1,700 net reinsurance policy. You know, you got to make $2,500 just to pay for your monthly health insurance bill. And
you're saying that's an increase over an increase.
Exactly. You know, last year when Obamacare took effect, you had to go out and choose all new plans with Blue Cross because none of them qualified. So there. That year, we had to go from a $1,000 deductible to a $6,000 deductible and have our premium go up about 20%. This year, they want to increase the deductible again another $2,000. So now we'd have a $8,000 to $9,000 deductible depending on the plan. And again, the insurance is going up between 20 and 25% per month. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that has received the letter, so it's... it's just incredible what's going on with the health insurance. It hasn't stopped yet.
I tell you what, there's story after story after story whenever we discuss the impacts of the quote-unquote Affordable Care Act, just like yours, Scott, that we get every single time. So thanks for sharing. We'll see if others are feeling the same pain.
One of the reasons
I think Republicans should make job one an alternative on Obamacare, right? So repeal and replace with something that is better. Big job. And a big part of the discussion in my mind that ought to dominate the 2016 selection. Mark in Minot, what's on your mind?
Yeah, just an expression of why I don't think they should attempt to impeach Obama. Being an ultra-conservative, in 68, I was caught in the riots down in Minneapolis on Plymouth Avenue, and that was a hairy experience. And I honestly believe that all these large cities with a high percentage of minorities would see all hell break loose again. And I think a lot of people think that, but are afraid to say it. That's basically. And besides, then we'd get stuck with Biden. Who's worse?
But Mark, appreciate the civil unrest is what worries Mark and Joe Biden. I'm with you on both the worries. Daryl in Wilton, home on that big old Wilton wind farm. How's that working out for Wilton, Daryl? Daryl, are you there?
Yeah, Daryl Johnson.
Hi, Daryl. Yeah, how are you?
Good. Hey, the one subject that nobody ever brings up on minimum wage is I feel the Democrats want to raise it just so they get more of the payroll tax. Yeah, nobody ever says
payroll tax, in other words, more for the coffers.
Yep.
For taxing, more taxes, more revenue for the government. Interesting point.
Yep.
How about the fact I always feel this argument gets left out. A lot of union wages are tied to where the minimum wage is at. So if they're able to use their argument that this is for the little guy and we want them to be able to by the way, there's no such thing as a minimum wage in North Dakota, right? I mean, the minimum wage is useless when you're getting $15 and $20 an hour to work at Taco John's in Watford City.
That's the way it is in most countries. It's all driven by supply and demand. Where you have a good economy, and normally that's going to be a red state, minimum wage is a non-issue. But what they're trying to do is just get the minimum wage up there at $15, $20 an hour, whatever they can get, so the payroll taxes are double or more.
Yeah, exactly. And again, if you hike the minimum wage, the wages of a lot of union workers automatically go up because it's tied to the minimum wage. So it's another little payback, for the constituency that most often supports those that suggest we hike the minimum wage. So
Good points,
Daryl. Thanks for the call. 800-228-0550. Kildare, North Dakota, where we go next for Ron. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind?
I'd like to talk to you a little bit about what they call Obamacare. And I personally have looked in my crystal ball today, and I think Obamacare is going to fail. Simply because there just isn't enough support from the people. And I think
when you say fail, Ron, you're saying that Republicans will succeed in repealing it?
That's possible. But more than likely, when they try to implement it, it'll just be so complicated it just won't work.
Right, and which is happening already. Yeah.
It's already happening. And I think what's going to happen is that the Democrats have tried to implement universal health care a number of times. And
hang on a sec, Ron, if you would. We'll finish your thought on the other side of the break, up against the heartbreak here on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you that variety selection is the foundation to developing an effective crop management plan and is one of the most important decisions a producer can make. Selecting a variety that is high yielding and yield stable across multiple locations will more accurately indicate the variety performance. The agronomics of high yielding varieties should match the known history of diseases within each field. Many varieties have good resistance or tolerance to major diseases that occur in North Dakota, such as soybean cyst nematode, iron deficiency, Phytophthora root, and stem rot. Keep a total systems approach in mind. Select varieties that have yield stability, resistance or tolerance to diseases known to be present, and suitable maturity for higher profits.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Lots of fun talking to lots of new callers today on What's On Your Mind. Thank you for all those. By the way, two first-time callers, David and Tioga, and who from Wilton? Was it Ken? I think Ken and Wilton were our two Cloverdale Bacon winners for being first-time callers on the program today. So thank you for that very much. Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow.com. I hope this is the day you say, I'm going to do it. I need a better pillow. I need a better night's sleep. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, gets you the two-for-one deal on the original classic pillow. It's a great deal, folks. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Say, hey, Scott sent me for the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. I want my two-for-one deal. The official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation has a patented interlocking fill that adjusts to any sleep position. That's the secret sauce in this pillow. It gives you that great night's sleep. It stays cool so you're not tossing and turning. It's so good they back it up with a 10-year warranty. So if it lasts for 10 years, do the math on the pillow. And I think, you know, you can get pillows in the $50, $60, $70 range. You get the two-for-one deal. It's a good deal. It's not like a, you know, break-the-bank deal. So MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Do the math on how many wonderful night's sleep for pennies you're going to get. 800-506-9028. Okay, so Ron and Kildare, you had a idea, number one, that Obamacare ought to go down and we ought to replace it with something else. And go ahead and finish your thought on what next.
My daughter worked for a big insurance company, and she told me there are policies or were policies out there that people could buy that were high deductible, that were affordable. And a lot of people just chose not to buy that type of insurance. But when they got sick, they would go to the hospital. And in the past, they would be treated. And the hospital would share the cost. They even had a name for it. It's called cost shifting, which they would charge people that do have insurance with the bills that people do not have insurance. And I don't know in the future, the hospitals are going to be faced with a situation where either they have to raise insurance rates or charge so much that insurance rates will become unaffordable, or they're going to have to start denying coverage. And I've already seen that happen. And I guess the comment I have to make is that possibly Obamacare is not the way to go. But if we don't have any type of insurance out there, I sure hope you guys got a plan that's going to work. That's all I got to say.
All right, Ron, appreciate the call. And I think an alternative is necessary. You can't just be against the current system. You need another one. But let's remember, the problem that you describe well is the uninsured costing all of us. But did you hear the previous caller call and say, hey, I'm self-employed, deductibles are going up, my premium's going up, and all those stories we're hearing about people not being able to keep their doctor, about their availability of health insurance, they made it worse. So I'll agree with you. There needs to be an alternative, but let's recognize what they propose is a miserable failure. And some interesting revelations this week from architects of the thing saying, you know, we're banking on the American voters being stupid. That's an interesting way to pass legislation, isn't it? Brian in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, how's it going? Just wanted to talk a little bit about Obamacare. For the people who weren't stupid enough to just buy into it and go along with it and say, yeah, it's great, they created the minimum standard. That's why your premiums went up. That's why your deductibles went up. They made you carry such a level of insurance that you don't need, and that is just a secret way of getting you to pay for people who don't have insurance or who don't have enough money that are being subsidized by the feds. And if we want to talk about an egregious waste of insurance, I actually had a drug screening from work, which my employer is supposed to pay for. I'm not going to say where I work, but they actually billed it to me instead of my employer. It was a mistake where a corporate account should have been billed, but it wasn't. Long story short, when I got the billing invoice for this, they had charged my insurance company $120. I tried to get them to take that off of my insurance company's portion of the bill. Why should my insurance be paying for drug screening that my employer requires? Nobody had any answers, and they still got charged. Yeah, people want to know why insurance costs so much. How many of those things happen that people don't catch? I mean, it is.
I know.
Ridiculous.
I think that's why. To me, if you had to have the what's on your mind common sense plan for health insurance, is say own your own insurance and have full disclosure on what things cost and who gets billed. I mean, the reason healthcare costs are going up is because you buy a plan. Low deductible, and you don't much care. And then you have the whole tort reform component of this as well, where doctors, because of Sue Happy society, end up doing way more than they need to do. There's a cost of that, too. So there's a million things we can fix. Agree with your call, Brian. Thanks. Jim and Bismarck, last one of the day. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I have a question about up here in North Dakota is pretty good. Would it be possible for Dick Cheney to invite Obama and Biden up here to hunt? Do you suppose Congressman Cramer could arrange a hunt like that? That's my only comment. Thank you.
Bye. I think given your unstated motivation, Jim, that you probably wouldn't have a willing ally in Congressman Cramer there. I'm guessing. I don't know, Todd. What do you think? Do you think he has something of, behind that suggestion? Yeah. Nothing I'd want to advocate by any stretch of the imagination. I have interviewed Vice President Cheney and taken the occasion to say, enough of that South Dakota pheasant hunting. Get up, to God's country for pheasants. North Dakota, so far not successful, but my motives were different than yours. News breaking that the U.S. House is going to vote on that measure to authorize construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, which will pave the way for the Senate to do the same. We'll watch that one closely. Hey, we'll see you Monday, folks. Okay? Thanks for listening. Remember, 24-7, we're here at 855-200-1776. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.